感谢主耶稣的恩典，也谢谢二脉教会再给我一次机会在这边和大家一起分享主耶稣给我的恩典，跟你们分享我的见证。
Thank God that I have this opportunity to be here in Irvine with you all to continue to share the blessings I receive from God with everyone.
那主耶稣在我二十岁的时候赐给我圣灵以后，开始改变了我许多在人生上面的道路方向，还有我自己本身这个人的一个成长。
Thank God when I received the Holy Spirit when I was 20, God had directed my path. He gave me the direction and continued to help me grow.
因为我是在二十岁的时候得到圣灵，所以应该是很清楚的知道圣灵是怎么一件事情。
And because I received the Holy Spirit when I was 20 years old, I was very clear on what the Holy Spirit was.
那得到圣灵之后呢，其实我的生活开始跟着改变。
And so after I received the Holy Spirit, my life started to change.
我开始很羡慕祷告的生活，读经的生活。
In the beginning, I greatly admired Bible reading and prayer.
那这个在以前都不曾进入在我的生活的计划里面。
And these two things were never part of the plans of my daily life.
以前老师只是教我们你要这样子做，要那样子做，可是不会是我自己的东西。
In the past, it was always just the teacher telling us to do this, telling me to do this and do that, but never by my own will.
那我记得开始的时候，我就放。每一天祷告很长的时间。
And so I remember in the beginning I would be praying for a long period of time.
那这个祷告长的时间之后呢，就会很想要读神的话语，读圣经。
And so the more I prayed, the more I yearned to read the words of the Bible.
所以那样的生活形态就建立起来了。
And so that was the kind of spiritual life I started to build up.
然后在经过半年、一年的时间，这样长时间的祷告之后，内心就会开始有一个很重要的一个很强的一个意念，就是我愿意去服侍主。
And so over the course of a year, this gave this greatly strengthened me, and I was I had this thought about. Going out to serve the Lord.
那个时候呢，自己里面的可能是良心还是想法，有任何的想法进来的时候，其实很快的，因为良心很干净，很快的圣灵就会告诉我们这件事情是被责备的，是不应该的。那圣灵就一直的教导我怎么样成为一个更好的人。
And so, over this period of time, it could have been my own conscience. Through the Holy Spirit, I was continually knowing what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing.
所以那么清楚的一个声音在你的心中的时候呢，其实慢慢就改变了我们这个人本身的一些个性。那我觉得这是在认识神的路上，在服侍神的路上很重要的一个转变。
And so when you have such a strong voice inside you, telling you what to do, changing your personality. This was the point of change for me.
从一开始你会觉得这样子做会得罪神，不敢这样子做，一直到它变成个性的一部分。
In the beginning, you may feel like doing something may wrong God, but then it becomes a part of just your personality.
比如说我是一个很急的人。
For example, I'm a very a nervous person.
很着急，就是很
a very anxious person.
对，我做事情很快。
I like to do things very quickly.
对，然后我觉得我自己也很有能力，所以我做事情就很快。
And so because I feel like I'm very capable myself, I try to do things very quickly.
然后再来就是快的人，很多时候是比较没有耐心的。
And usually people who do things quickly do not have patience.
所以很多时候，当我现在见到我们的弟兄姐妹会跟我分享说啊，我已经活到五十岁了，我的个性还是这样子没有改变呢。
Some people have shared with me, now that I'm 50, I still have not changed any part of me.
我想说我们要在圣灵的祷告上面下功夫。
And so I believe we need to work, put more effort in our prayer and the Holy Spirit.
那 我是一个很急的人，没有耐心的人，再加上我的脾气很不好。
And so because I'm such an anxious person, I know patience, I don't have a very good personality.
那神就开始借由圣灵一点一滴的教导我，改变我的性格。
And so through the Holy Spirit, a little by little, my personality and character started to change.
那原来那些预备是要到很后来的今天，能够跟弟兄姐妹谈话，能够来服侍主。
And so all of that was to prepare me for today, to be able to go out and serve the Lord.
所以很多人在认识我二十岁以前就认识我的那些同学跟朋友，就会说，嗯，你怎么好像变了一个人？我们不认识。
And so people who have known me before my 20s have said, "Wow, you were different. I don't know you anymore."
因为我开始变得很慢，然后变得很无所谓，变得不着急，然后变得温和了。
And because I've slowed down, I'm less more calm now, and etc.
神在我们的生活里面用每一件我们熟悉的事情来教我们跟他建立关系。
God will use a lot of the familiar things in our life to build up our relationship with him.
神最终希望我们跟他直接建立关系。
God is always hoping that we will establish a close relationship with him.
那个关系是我们的生命在他的里面得到了改变，他的生命在我们的里面流露。
And that is to have his spirit dwell in us and flow within us.
可是那是一个长的一个时间的过程。
But this takes a long time.
那这个时间里面我们要遇到许多的挣扎，许多的不愿意，可是在那个当时在那个过程里面，神其实在帮助我们成长。
And of course through this process, we will have a lot of conflicts, a lot of struggles within with ourselves, but this is all part of the growth with our relationship with God.
所以他用我们熟悉的环境，包括我们自己的孩子，包括我们的家人，包括我们的工作，包括我们的教会，他用每一件我们熟悉的事情来帮助我们成长，与他建立关系。
He will use all of the familiar surroundings around us, our children, our family, our work, our church, to help us grow.
我们不需要远远的出发到了一个荒凉的地方才在那边学习，其实我们的学习是从自己的家里开始，从我们最身边亲近的人开始，学习怎么服侍他们，学习怎么改变自己。
Actually, we don't need to go to some faraway land to establish a relationship with God. It begins right in our homes, with our family, with the people around us.
因为有时候我们很容易服侍弟兄姐妹，可是我们不容易服侍我们亲近的家人。
Because sometimes it's easy to serve our brothers and sisters, but not easy to serve our own family.
所以神要我们把那个顺序做好，也就是从我们身边的人开始，因为那是我们熟悉的事情，熟悉的人，神用那个来与我们建立与他直接的关系。
And so God wants us to change that order, and start with the people who are next to us, who we are familiar with.
没有想到说在那段岁月里面，这么投入的在祷告，在读圣经上面，原来预备了在我人生后期将要发生的事情。
And little did I know that this entire progress was preparing me for what was about to happen later.
我们人类的有限就是我们要经过了之后回头一看，我们才比较会清楚地感受到说，啊，原来这是神给我的预备，这是神的恩典。
Our human limits is that hindsight is 20/20. We need to look back to know what our weaknesses were.
所以一直到我很后期了，到了四十岁的时候，我才可以看见说这一条路原来神是怎么预备我的。
And so only when until I got to my 40s did I look back and see that the path that God had laid out for me.
2008年的3月3号，我做了在美国做了心脏开心脏的手术。
Back on March 3rd, 2008, I had a heart surgery in the United States.
那个时候我仍然在工作，但是忽然间知道说，我的心脏原来是在出生的时候就已经有先天性的不完整的地方。
Found out that my heart had a hereditary disorder that was there ever since I was born.
我从肺上来的这个血管，肺上来的静脉要通到我的心脏，应该是进到左边，可是呢，它进到右边。
When oxygen is to be brought from my lungs to the heart, it's supposed to enter from the left side, but it was entering through the right side.
那一般我们进到左边之后，它循环从右边再打出来。
And so when it enters the left, the left side, the right side is a return for the circulation.
可是我进去跟出来全部都在右边。
But all of the entire circulation was all on my right side.
而且是三条管子通通都走错路。
On all three vessels and pathways were all wrong.
所以我的呼吸的氧气是一般正常人的50%而已。
So my breathing capacity was only half of a normal person.
那如果我们的氧气不足的时候，一般会有一些症状出现，比如说我们是嘴唇、指甲都是黑的啦，会容易昏倒啦，或是气，或是不够，就是会累啊，讲话不能讲啊，等等的，我都没有。
Usually when you're deprived of oxygen, your lips turn black, you're faint or you're weak, but I didn't have any of those symptoms.
这样子一长就长到40岁。
And so I was able to live up to 40 years old this way.
所以我的第一个医生告诉我说，你会昏倒，你会怎么样？我都说没有。
And my doctor asked me, do you feel weak or do you faint? And I said no.
他说那这样就不可能啦。
So then he said that's impossible.
所以他说是一个 miracle.
So he said that had to be a miracle.
你怎么可能没有 symptom 活到今天？
How do you not exhibit any of the symptoms today?
所以我的氧气呼吸，我吸一口气大概是你们只有50%，所以我大部分的时间是在氧气不够的情况底下呼吸的。其实我不知道。
So whenever I draw breath, I'm only getting half of the amount of oxygen as all of you are, and I didn't even know it.
那我是在美国的旧金山做我的心脏手术。
I did my the surgery was performed in San Francisco.
那在确定了这件事情之后，我就一直在思考说，我们的人生，当我们遇到一个我们没有期待的事情的时候，一个跟随耶稣的人的反应应该是怎么样的？
So I was thinking, you know, in our lives, when we encounter something sudden like this, what is usually our reaction?
所以我就一直在祷告里面问神，神你要我学习什么？
So in my prayers, I asked God, what is the lesson you want to teach me?
一直在2008年的3月1号，是一个星期六的早上。
March 1st, 2008, was a Monday, and it was a Monday morning.
星期六的早上。
Oh, it was a Saturday morning.
所以按照时间，我们到了教会要守安息日的崇拜聚会。
And so it was time to go to church for Sabbath.
那也就是在三月三号手术的前面两天。
And this was the 2 days before my surgery.
所以星期六我到了教会的时候，一看到前面的那个题目，就圣灵就告诉了我，这是我要学习的功课。
And so when I got to church, I saw the topic on the wall, and I knew that this was the lesson that God wanted to teach me.
圣灵的工作非常奇妙，会真正的在我们里面 echo 我们。
The work of the Holy Spirit is miraculous and mysterious. It will echo within us.
就是这就是题目，这就是答案。
This topic, this is the answer.
那天的题目是神的信实没有改变。
And the topic was God's nature does not change.
就是什么 faithfulness 对不对？他的信实没有改变。
God's faithfulness does not change.
所以那个东西进到我的心中，我的圣灵 echo 它。
And this entered my heart, and the Holy Spirit had echoed this.
所以在那一天安息日祷告里面呢，就被圣灵大大的充满。
And so during the prayer on that Sabbath day, I was greatly filled with the Holy Spirit.
星期六那一天回到家晚上的时候。
And that evening on that Saturday evening.
那按照大概的时间就想说，去洗个澡。
I was at home and I felt like I needed to take a shower.
所以在洗澡的时候呢，就发现说，哎，我的浴室明明是没有窗户，也是密闭的，那可是有一阵很强的风吹进来。
While I was taking a shower, I felt like there was a wind blowing on me, but I had no windows in my room.
那个时候那个风吹进来的时候很不寻常，所以你自己会感觉很奇怪。
And of course, this was a very strange phenomenon, so of course I felt very strange about it.
那同一个时间，当风吹进来的时候，我的思想就变了。
And at that moment when that wind blew in, my thought had changed.
有一个很强的意念告诉我说，你要放弃神。
A very strong voice in my head told me to just give up on God.
神不值得相信。
God is not worth it for you to believe in him.
神其实没有保守你。
God did not care for you.
神不爱你。
God does not love you.
他那个意念非常的强，很清楚。
And that thought was very strong and it was very clear.
然后在同一个秒钟的时候，因为是思想，所以很快。同一个秒钟的时候，我自己就想，哦，是吗？就开始想，对，是这样子吗？
And because thought is so quick, at that same moment, I thought to myself, oh, maybe it really is like this.
那么在同一个时间哦，另外一个很强的意念又进来。
But then at that very same moment, another thought came to my head.
就是神的信实没有改变。
And that is the faithfulness of God does not change.
所以当时候自己又 echo 说，对，神没有改变。
And so at the same time, I echoed to myself, that's right, God has always faithful.
那一阵很奇怪的强风就退走了。
And that very strong wind receded.
那我就第一次经历到，原来除了我们读圣经祷告之外，原来在属灵的这个境界里面，我们开始遇到了一个征战。
And so, aside from reading the Bible and prayer, I realized that there's a different kind of spiritual battle.
因为这是以前没有过的经验。
Because I never experienced this before.
所以呢，我跟太太就加紧的为这件事情祷告了。
And so, my wife and I started to really pray for this matter.
因为我们知道心脏要手术的事情以来呢，很长期。就每天晚上有一个固定很长时间的祷告。
And so because we knew the surgery was coming up, we set aside a long time each day to pray.
所以到了礼拜天，也就是三月二号。
And so on Sunday, March 2nd.
那么在那一天，我们就按照时间又跪下来祷告了。
And so we knelt down to pray again.
在祷告的时候，一跪下去开始，那个强风又吹过来。
And so, As we started to pray, this strong wind came again.
那个很强的风一进来的时候，跟伴随的就是很强的意念就进来了。
And of course, and then at that time, this thought entered my head.
又是一样，神不爱你。
And the same thing, God does not love you.
你要放弃神。
You must give up on God.
神不值得相信。
He's not worth it to believe in.
这个意念又进来一次。
This thought entered my head again.
那因为有了昨天的体会，
And because I experienced the same thing yesterday,
所以当时的祷告就跟神说，神你帮助我。
And so as I was praying, I asked God to help me.
因为我的生命是在神的手里。
Because my life was in the hands of God.
所以我要完全的信靠你。
And so I need to completely rely on you.
那在同那个时间呢，另外那个很强的意念就是神的信实没有改变。
And then at the same time, another thought entered me, and it said that that God is always faithful.
所以那个时候呢，那个祷告就变得非常有力量。
And so, so that prayer was extremely powerful for me.
在祷告的时候，眼睛闭上的时候，你就看见眼前的那个风，看得见那个风被挡在一个圈圈的外面。
And so, as I was praying, I was able to see that strong wind being blocked by a wall in front of me.
那么这个圈圈这个区域里面呢，就非常的平静跟有力量。
And inside this ring was extremely calm and very powerful.
于是祷告就被圣灵充满。
And so I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么这样的一个体会之后，知道明天因为是星期一，三月三号，我要进去做手术了。
And I knew that the next day was Monday, March 3rd, and I was going to have that surgery.
原来我们内心的深处其实是带着害怕的。
And actually, our hearts are filled with fear.
神其实知道。
And God knows.
所以神在教我这个功课。
And so God was teaching me this lesson.
就是那个害怕， even 我们自己不晓得。
And this fear, even though we don't even know.
可是在属灵的里面，神知道我们没有完全的把我们的生命交给他。
We know that God knows that in the spirit we haven't completely put our lives in His hands.
所以从那两次的经验里面去发现说，原来神要我 search 里面最底层的一个恐惧。
And so from this experience, I knew that God wanted to face me to face my greatest fear.
那这个是很个人的，跟神的一个直接的体会跟学习。
And so this is a very personal and intimate experience and relationship with God.
那个帮助了我在日后的服事对神的这个信靠有了更实在的一个依据。
And so this helped in my future servitude in providing a greater reliance on God.
三月三号星期一的早上六点钟，我就到医院去报到。
And so on Monday, March 3rd, 2008, I went bright and early at 6 a.m. in the morning to register.
才打了一个招呼之后呢，我就其实就不知道发生什么事情了。
I pretty much just said bye and I was unconscious.
我再醒过来的时候已经是48个小时之后。
And the next time I woke up again was 48 hours later.
原来我在那一天的手术呢，从一早进去一直到下午的两点钟出来。
I was there from the morning in the morning all the way until 2 p.m. that afternoon.
那我在那段手术的时间里面呢，后来医生告诉我有经过了一次困难的一个地方。
And later the doctor told me that during that surgery, they had encountered a particular problem.
因为我的心脏是整这个前面整个是 open heart 是打开的哈，一共是大概12个 inches 这么长。
I had open heart surgery, so the incision was about 12 inches.
然后他撑开之后呢，是把心脏拿出来，停了之后把它切开。
When they opened me up, they took my heart out, and then they opened up the heart.
那么切开之后呢，他要从当中最近的距离把左边的把应该到左边的三个管子全从中间好像打一个 tunnel 一样把它穿过去。
And so using the shortest distance they cut almost like a tunnel to get these three valves into my heart.
那因为开了之后才发现我左边的心脏原来是没有发展的，是很小孩子的，是没有空间的。
And then they also realized that the left side of my heart, the growth on the left side of my heart was did not grow. It was like a child.
所以我其实40年来是用右边的一半的心脏自己在工作。
And so all these 40 years, my heart was only working on the right side.
所以原来心脏说是有记忆力的，它自己会想办法工作。
They say that the heart has its own, like a mind of its own. It knows it can figure out how to do its work.
所以40年之后的这么长的时间，心脏已经它工作的方式变得很复杂，跟一般人不一样。它就是要只能工作，它不能停，所以它想办法。
And so because the heart over all these years needs to continue to work, it was finding its own way to work for me.
好了，所以这个心脏呢，它拿出来做好了，接好了，它就把它又放回去，放进来，然后就要给它跳动。
And so once they were finished, they were putting the heart back into me, and now they have to get it started again.
所以医生说，他把它扎了之后呢，就他那个血第一次就 pump 回来。
Once they jolted and shocked it, the blood once again started to flow.
结果没想到一回来的第一下子时候呢，那个左边的心脏因为回到左边了，就正确的路，对不对？回到左边，就左边的心脏就把它排斥出去。
And so once it's, when the blood started flowing, it went to the left side, the proper side, but that left side rejected the blood and sent it back out.
意思是说它有记忆力, 血不应该从这里来的。
Basically, the heart has, it remembers that blood does not flow to the left side.
那你知道我们的心脏不是打一下看一看会不会通, 再打第二下, 它是就这样一直 pump 出去的。
And so it just kept pumping it out.
那你知道每一出去它就弹回来一次, 所以血整个是乱的,
and so when it goes out, it would come back in, and so this whole circulation and cycle was completely wrong.
所以医生第一个想法就是说, 哎呀, 这个年轻人会中风, 马上会在手术台上中风。
And so the doctor thought, wow, this patient is going to have a stroke like right now.
所以他立刻就想说怎么办。
And so he had to quickly think about what to do.
他跟我形容说, 当时他灵机一动, 就把心脏再停了, 再拿出来。
And so he told me that he quickly stopped the heart again and then took the heart out.
因为他想这个人如果中风了, 太可惜了。
He thought it would be such a waste if this person had a stroke.
所以他拿出来之后, 再用机器把左边的心脏把它扩大。
And so when they took my heart out, they used a machine to expand the left side of my heart.
他说形容就是说把它的屋顶做高一点, 让它有空间。
He expressed to me that it was like raising the roof of the heart to give it more room.
好了,做好之后呢, 他就把它又放回去说, 嗯, 我们要来试试看, 如果没用就糟糕了。
And so he finished, he put the heart back in, and he said, okay, well, let's see what happens.
所以呢, 第二次又让他跑的时候, 就发现说, 心脏接受了。
And so the second time when he kick-started my heart again, they realized that my heart had accepted that.
那么在这个过程里面呢, 第二次的危机是我退出了手术室。
And then the second issue I encountered was when I left the operating room.
之后的6个小时是很关键的时间。
The next 6 hours are very crucial.
就没有想到我的血压开始往下掉。
And who knew my blood pressure started to drop.
那医生不知道是发生了什么事。
And the doctors don't know what happened.
所以就一直往下走, 那个数字, 那个 monitor 一直告诉你, 80, 70, 60, 一直往下走。
The blood pressure monitor kept going lower and lower, 80, 70, and lower.
我的医生告诉我太太说, 现在只有看他怎么样了, 这个人自己要想办法。
And so the doctor told my wife that it's now just up, it's just up to him from now.
我醒过来的时候是2天之后。
I woke up 2 days later.
我一醒过来的第一句话问医生说, 刚刚的那些人去了哪里?
When I woke up, my first words to the doctor were, where did everybody go?
那医生说, 这里没有人。
He said, there's no one here.
我才知道我做了一个梦。
And then I realized that I had a dream.
原来在整个 两天的这个过程里面, 我一直是在梦境当中。
All these 2 days, I was in a dream.
那个梦呢, 就是我看见了一个很大很大的青草地, 很大很大的青草地。
In this dream, I saw a great field of green pasture.
那这个青草地上面, 大概数不清的百万人在那边祷告。
And I saw millions of people praying there.
你一眼看过去就是只有人头而已, 就大家都在那边祷告。
If you look across this pasture, it's just a bunch of people's heads, they're just praying.
在那个梦里面, 我跑过去问旁边的一个人说, hey, 你们在祷告什么?
And in that dream, I ran over to someone and I asked him, what are you praying about?
然后他就说, 我们在等候神的时间, 因为我们在打属灵的征战。
He said, we are waiting for the Lord because we right now are fighting a spiritual battle.
我们就要胜了。
And we are about to win.
那听到这个就很高兴说, 啊, 那我也要加入。
And when I heard this, I was very joyful and I wanted to join them.
就在梦境当中我就跪下去跟他们一起祷告。
So in this dream, I knelt down to pray with them.
那我一跪下去祷告, 就发现说, 啊, 原来你们在为我祷告。
And then I prayed and I realized that they were all praying for me.
所以呢,我整个的两天,包括手术的过程,其实都一直在祷告当中。
And so through this entire surgery in these 2 days was all with prayer.
这个是非常宝贵的体会.
This is such a precious experience.
因为当我们没有意识的时候, 其实神带领我们在那个境界里面, 神其实保守着我们.
In times when we don't even know it, God is with us and protecting us.
Yeah, 因为一般我们都会说, 啊, 我生病, 请你帮我祷告, 那是我们还知道。
And because usually when we know it, when we're conscious, we ask somebody to pray for us if we're sick.
可是这个体会让我知道说, 体会到说, 原来在我们已经不会发出声音说, 请为我祷告的时候, 神带着我们走过, 因为有两次很危急的过程在手术里面。
But I learned from this experience that when we are not able to speak or to ask anybody to pray, God is protecting and taking care of us because in this surgery there were these two problems that happened.
所以呢, 当我知道说, 哦, 原来是一个梦境的时候, 我的心中受到很大的鼓励。
And so when I was when I realized this was a dream, I was greatly encouraged.
那之后呢, 我就开始慢慢的复健。 慢慢的学习说话跟走路。
And so slowly I recovered. I was able to speak again, to walk again.
那个是一个很辛苦的过程。
And that is a very painful process.
那个除非我们经历过, 否则我们没有办法说你的身体被打开之后再关起来, 然后你的肺其实已经萎缩, 因为碰到空气。 你没有力气说话, 你也没有力气拿东西。
Unless you've really gone through this kind of open heart surgery where your chest was open, your lung has collapsed, you really feel very, very weak.
就好像一个重新开始的人, 我连那个, 水龙头, 哦, 都没有办法转哦。
It's just as if a man had to completely reset. I couldn't even turn the knob on a faucet.
然后因为我的手术开了这么长, 对不对? 他只有用那个胶带贴起来。
And so because my the incision was so long, they just put bandages on my chest.
就 tape.
They only just put a tape.
我也不知道说有这样的用 taping, 我不知道。
I didn't know that they would use tape to close it up.
所以我无时无刻都觉得我的心脏会打开跑出来。
I was always afraid that my heart would just jump out of my chest.
那因为我自己会小心, 就医生有教我们动作跟姿势, 所以大概久了之后, 我们这边的肌肉都萎缩, 就两边的肌肉, 不敢用力。
And so the doctors had taught me how to position myself, how to move. And so a lot of my upper body strength is all the muscles had shrunk.
7天之后我就出院了。
And so I was discharged from the hospital 7 days later.
医生说朱先生你恢复得非常好，你很乖。
He said, Mr. Chu, you recovered very well.
那你知道出院就回到家了。
And so after I left the hospital, I went home.
那你知道我们家里的床不是这样动的，对不对？
And we know that our beds at home do not, recline.
我才知道原来连睡觉都不能睡。And
so then I realized that I can't even fall asleep.
你们现在还可以躺在床上，是主的恩典。
It's God's blessing that you can lie on your bed.
哇，我没有办法躺下去。我觉得我躺下去的时候，第一是痛，第二是我觉得我的心脏要掉出来了。
The first thing is I couldn't lie down on the bed. It hurt. And then the second feeling was that I felt like my heart was just going to fall out.
所以呢，我太太就用很多的枕头把我垫起来。我说我只能坐着。
And so my wife put a lot of pillows under me, and so I could only sit up.
所以我就坐着睡。
And so I slept sitting up.
因为很痛，所以也不能睡。
But it was just so painful that I couldn't even sleep anyway.
所以我太太就睡着了，因为太累了。
And so my wife just fell asleep from exhaustion.
那她睡着之前给了我一个铃铛。
Before she fell asleep, she gave me a bell.
因为我没有办法说话。
Because I couldn't speak.
所以她说，如果你要做什么。 你就铃铃铃就可以了。
She said that if you want to do anything, you just ring the bell.
对，那 我都是只能点头，因为我没有声音。
I can only just nod because I had no voice coming from me.
那所以我是很清醒的哦。
So I was very aware and conscious.
因为很痛，所以我没有睡。
And so it hurt so much I didn't ever sleep.
那这时候就出现了三个人。
And then three figures appeared.
对，很大，黑黑的。
They were very big and black.
他们靠近我。
And they got close to me.
那因为我不能说话。
And because I couldn't speak.
所以我的心中就在想。
And so I was thinking in my heart.
也很奇怪哦，也不会怕。
And strangely, I wasn't afraid.
我的心中就跟他讲说，你不要动我。
And I, in my heart, I said to them, "Do not touch me."
还够跳舞哦。
And they understood me.
对，他就说，哈哈哈，就很低级的，哈哈哈。
And they just chuckled at me.
对，你要高级一点就好，哈哈哈这样。那哈哈哈什么呢？就是说。我叫你放弃神，你不要放弃。
And they were laughing is that they said to me that I should just give up on God.
不放弃，你看你现在是什么样子。
And they said that look at you, you didn't give up on God, so now look what happened to you.
神不值得信靠。
God is not worth it for you to rely on.
现在就放弃还来得及。
You should give up on God now while you still can.
哎，说着说着哈。他们三个就要把我带走。
And then these three were saying that they want to take me away.
哎，带走是真的哦。他一个就开始搬我的头。
And it was true. One of them started to pick up my head.
一个就叫他说拿脚。
And then another one said to pick up my feet.
一个就移动我的腰。
And then another one picked up my waist.
好像要这样搬扛走。
And so three of them was going to carry me away.
哎呀，我觉得实在太丢脸了。
And I thought so, I was so ashamed.
所以我就想说。哇，你趁我现在没力气的时候，竟然这样子啊
！You guys came here when I have no strength.
嗯，我的心中就跟他讲说，我信耶稣哦，不要动。
And then in my heart I said, I believe in Jesus. Do not touch me.
然后他就说，你叫啊。
And then they said, and why don't you call on him?
都没有声音叫。
I had no voice to call out.
我就觉得说，吼。我决定使出全身的力气叫给你看。
And so I thought, well, I'm going to gather all the strength in my body and call out.
是在那边一直跟他讲话了哈。
And so I was speaking with them.
好，然后我就想，哦，我算了，就是怎么样发生的好都没关系，就是哈、哦、不能动我这样子。
And so I thought, no matter what happens, don't move me, don't touch me.
所以我就很大声使出我最大的力气，就讲了一个哈这样子。
And so I used all my strength, and I could only say "ha."
对，因为那个四个字太长。
Because that the whole hallelujah was too long.
对，我只有一个声音哈一声，哎，就不见了。
And so with just that word "ha," they all disappeared.
就是那个技术也蛮不好的，就是他们的手法也不是很高明到哪里。可是呢，他就是要这样子弄一下你，我也不知道为什么。
They weren't very clever or very clever about it, but they just wanted to come and bother me.
我一直以为他们只会出现在电脑上。我们现在都被教说，哦，电脑不要看太多，他们有撒旦。我们现在都被教这样，对不对？
I thought they were going to appear on the computer screen because we were always told that the computer is bad, we shouldn't get on it.
哦，真正出现的呢，这个时代。
And this kind of thing really happened in this world.
好、
啊，
所以就不见了。那我太太听到哈就醒过来了。
And so they disappeared. My wife heard me scream ha, and so she woke up.
所以呢，她想说，哎，怎么没有铃铃铃这样子
？And so she thought, how come you didn't ring the bell?
她看到我的人哦，已经离开床到边边了。
She noticed that my body had already drifted over to the edge of the bed.
所以我的身体是歪的，不是用我想象的。
And so my body was actually at an angle. It wasn't what I thought.
她才说，你要小便要说，不要自己走。
And so she said to me, if you need to go use the restroom, make sure you let me know. Don't just go up yourself.
所以她看到我已经到边边去。
So she saw that I was already at the edge of the bed.
奇妙的是，这件事情结束之后就没有再发生。
And so miraculously, after this incident, it never happened again.
三次，她给你吹风。
And then three times, there was wind.
后来最后跑出来给你看。
And then they appeared in front of me.
全部的 message 只有那一句话。
And their message was always the same,
叫我们放弃神,
telling me to give up on God.
所以我们今天在这个 跟随耶稣的路上，其实他就是叫你放弃神。
And so in our pursuit of God, their strategy is to tell us to give up on God.
可是我们的信心就在于神要这件事情发生之前，他先预备了我们。
But we need to know that before this happened, God has prepared us.
神的信实没有改变。
The faithfulness of God does not change.
所以那个东西进到我们心中的时候，是一个力量。
And so when this enters our heart, it becomes a strength and power.
那原来这个力量是要帮助我们去迎战在这个之后的几个礼拜所发生的事情。
This power was to help in the coming weeks.
神一方面建立我们的信心。
God will gradually build up our faith.
神一方面要我们跟他建立直接的关系。
But at the same time, he wants us to build up a relationship with him.
神也一方面让我们去体会他的慈爱。
And he also wants us to experience his love.
神要我们有更多的信心信靠他。
He wants us to have more faith to rely on him.
这个其实就是我们今天一生在追求信仰里面反复反复一直练习越来越要熟练的功课。
And this is the kind of cycle and thing that continuesthroughout our life, and the lessons, and this is the lesson that we need to learn throughout our life.
所以经过了这样的一个事情之后，帮助了我之后在继续服事的路上面，对神的那个关系的紧紧的抓住。
And so this helped me along my servitude. It allowed me to hold on to God even tighter.
所以我非常的愿意要跟大家分享这个见证，是因为我们不一定要走过别人所走的路。
And so I was so willing to share this with you because we don't have to be on the path that other people have taken.
可是要学习的那个中心是一样的。
But the main goal is still the same.
透过我们每一天生活熟悉的环境、熟悉的人，它其实训练我们的东西是同一致的一个方向。
Through the surroundings and the people that we're familiar with, the direction and the goal is still the same.
就是要我们完全的信靠他。
And that is to completely rely on God.
所以这样的见证造就了我。我希望透过这样的分享，也让我们每一个人在信仰路上，在今天遇到困境的时候，依然的对神把握这个信心。
And so this had edified me, and I hope that. When we're out there on the path, this allows us to hold on to our faith.
让我们每一天的征战都能够来荣耀神。
May all of the battles that we face today will glorify God.
不论透过我们的孩子，透过我们的配偶，透过家人，让我们遇到了困境的时候，我们都能够把神抓得紧紧的。
And so whether it's through our children, our spouse, or our family, whatever problems we encounter, I hope we can grab hold onto God tightly.
愿荣耀归给神。
All the glory be given to God.